This is Jeff Johnson, and you're listening to Farming on Mars.
Hey, I'm Sierra Ware, and this is Farming on Mars, a podcast that tells the stories of agriculture on the South Plains of Texas. I grew up on a cotton farm in the world's largest contiguous cotton-producing region, and now that I'm a college agronomy student myself, my love for farming and having great conversations with those who have come before me has only grown. This is about the land here around the South Plains, which can be just about as harsh sometimes as what I would imagine Mars being like. We only get about 18 inches of rain a year, and the soil in most places has a very distinctive reddish color that almost makes you think that you are living on the surface of the red planet. With each podcast, I want to highlight and hear the unique stories of this region's farmers, agronomists, business people, and anyone else who is involved in agriculture here on the South Plains. This week for episode 3, we're going to switch to a whole different planet for just a couple of episodes to find out more about how they farm in the Mississippi Delta. I had the chance to go over there for a few days, and while I was exploring the enormous Stoneville Experiment Station Research Complex, I met a fellow West Texan named Dr. Jeff Johnson, who'd worked for Texas Tech for 20 years and was now fulfilling his dream of working at Stoneville. I'd met him earlier that morning, so I went back to his office later, and I just said, hey, I've got this podcast, and I'd like to interview you for it since you know both the South Plains and the Delta. And he just said, sure, when would you like to set it up? And I just said, well, do you have some time? How about right now? So we had a really great conversation about some key differences between the South Plains and the Delta, as well as how they're similar. So let's go ahead and jump into this week's episode with Dr. Jeff Johnson.
Jeff Johnson. I'm the head of the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville. It's an experiment station with Mississippi State University. I've been here almost 5 years. Prior to that, I was 20 years in Lubbock with Texas Tech, and I had a joint appointment the last 8 years with Texas AgriLife Research there in Lubbock as well. People ask me, what am I doing in Mississippi? And I tell them, I said, you know, all of my professional career, I've been in and around cotton. And Stoneville has always been, you know, that special name out there that things, you know, great things are, you know, come out of Stoneville. And so I tell everybody, I said, the only thing in the world that would root me up from my home and my family is a chance to come to Stoneville. And so here I am, had that opportunity, and I came right over. It's a great place. I got over here and I found out that, you know, really the issues are the same between comparing the Mississippi Delta and South Plains. The issues are the same. The people are the same. The people are wonderful. And then really the biggest difference is it rains a lot more here. We get 58 inches of rain, and I told my wife when we came, I said, you know, we're going from Lubbock, which gets, 16 to 18 inches, to 58. That's 5 feet of rain. They measure rain in feet over here. Well, we're never going to have water problems, but we've got water issues here just like we do in South Plains. Primary irrigation water source is the alluvial aquifer, and we've got issues here of groundwater depletion and using more than is being recharged. It's not quite as dramatic as it is in the Ogallala, but we still got the same type of issues here. So it's interesting, exciting here. Since 06, we don't have nearly as much cotton in the Delta as we used to. It's primarily soybeans and corn now. We still have a lot of cotton in the area. We have a strong cotton research program going here between Mississippi State and USDA ARS research facility here. So we've got a strong cotton research program still here. So it's an exciting place to be.
What do you think is the biggest challenge cotton farmers face here?
I think the biggest challenge any farmers face here is water, water issues. It's interesting. Like I said, when I came here, I thought with 58 inches of rain, you don't have water problems, but it's timing. Rain starts about October and it ends in April. And so during the growing season, it's relatively dry. And so there's a lot of irrigation and access to groundwater, and with an aquifer that we're drawing down, there's a lot of concern about that. And they look, the folks around here do look at the lessons learned from the Ogallala, and so there are a lot of innovative things that are being done here. But water is the biggest, is the number one biggest issue that faces everyone. The other, of course, is insect pressure. We grow a lot of insects over here in the Delta. We've got issues on resistance issues now. Same thing with weed control. We have resistance issues to herbicides. And so those are the other two issues that we're struggling with right now.
Could you talk a little bit about why there's been such a significant drop in cotton acreage around here?
The biggest thing was in 2006, we had the Renewable Energy Act so there's a lot more corn going to ethanol. So corn prices jumped in 06, 07, 08. And here in the Delta, we can grow just about anything. And so when the corn prices jumped and soybean prices jumped with them, it made more economic sense to switch out of cotton to corn and soybeans, and that's what's been driving that, like I say, for the past 10 years or so.
What do you think is the most special thing about this experiment station?
I think the most, the greatest thing about this is the history. We've been here since 1904. Started out as a worn out farm, old plant, 200 acre plantation, and it's grown since then. We're at 4,800 acres now. We've got about 2,100 acres in crops and about 2,700 acres in hardwood forest. It's very similar to Lubbock. It's a very strong research complex between state ag research with Mississippi State and USDA ARS federal research, and then all the industry research that's going on in the area. So we've got within a 20-mile radius of Stoneville, there are 15 industry research facilities right here. And there's a strong integrated approach with state, federal, and industry within the area. So I think that makes a significant research complex, and then we have a strong interaction with the farmers in the area. They're very much involved in what we do. We're on their farms. They're here on the research station all the time. So we've got a strong connection with the people who are going to use the research, as well as all of the folks up and down the research chain.
Do you think there's anything that farmers in the Delta could learn from farmers on the South Plains, and vice versa?
Well, I think so. I think we can always exchange lessons learned on things that are done. We've of course, cotton's been grown in both regions for so long, and I think there's a strong interaction back and forth. I know we have folks from the Lubbock area talking to our researchers over here, and I know that there are delegations from area, groups of farmers that go to Lubbock to see what's going on. So I think there's there's already that strong interaction in the cotton industry with that, and it has been for a long time. Well, you're here as you're a perfect example of that. Your dad was talking to one of the employees that was here back in, you know, in the 90s and working on a parabolic subsoiler, and that developed that friendship and that professional relationship, and those are the kind of things that I think make this strong interactions across the Cotton Belt, but especially between the Delta, Mississippi Delta, and South Plains.
What's been kind of the most interesting thing that you've learned by working here?
We work we have crop research and aquaculture. We've got the largest warm water aquaculture research facility in the country, working primarily with catfish. And on the crop side, we're working in all the crops in the Delta, cotton, corn, soybeans, peanuts are coming in. We're starting to do some work on peanuts. We have a little bit of grain sorghum in the region. We've got some grain sorghum research going on. So we work on all the crops as well as some alternative crops that come in. We've done some sesame work, and I know our folks were talking to the sesame folks out in the South Plains when we were doing that. We're working in fertility, agronomy, weed science, entomology, plant pathology. We've got a rice breeder here, so we're in the rice breeding business. So we try to cover all the crop research needs that we can here. We have 24 scientists here and about 120 support staff here. So we've built quite a large facility here, and we're trying to address all those needs. I think the thing that I've learned most here is working with people and working with the agricultural system over here. It's exciting. It's interesting. And with all the different crops, and again, I've 20 years in Lubbock. Coming over here, I saw rice in the field for the first time since I've been here, and so just working with different crops and working with different production systems has been interesting for me.
Could you talk a little bit about what farmers look for here in cotton varieties? Maybe that's a little bit different than on the South Plains?
These are picker varieties over here, and they're very much on top of new varieties coming out. Of course, all the seed dealers are make sure that their new varieties are tested here, and so we've got a strong variety testing program going on throughout the state, but especially here at Stoneville and in cotton. So I think the biggest difference here is they're all picker varieties. They really watch the genetics come out, because varieties change so rapidly now that they're watching the genetics on it and really jump on the new proven varieties that are out there.
And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to Farming on Mars. Again, thank you to Cody West for allowing me to use his song Melody. Please go check out his album called Green. You definitely won't regret it. I hope you all enjoyed this week's conversation with Dr. Jeff Johnson as much as I did. And remember to check back in next week for another great episode, not about the people of the plains, but about a cotton farmer in the Mississippi Delta. I don't know the answers, but the questions fill my